let's call the April 7th meeting of Communications and Technology Committee to order. Item two, we'll consider a finding that as a result of the COVID-19 emergency, meeting in person would prevent imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees, and the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to Government Code 54953. Linda, you concur?
I do.
Okay. Item three, comments from the public. Well, I don't think we have anything, right, Amelia?
Let me double check that we don't have any chats. No hands raised, no chats.
All right. The monthly website and social media update, Amelia?
We will start with our regions. Like normal, California is our number one place where our friends like to visit us from. Virginia's number two, Massachusetts. The same top 10 as last month in just a slightly different order.
Mm-hmm.
Last month we had a total of 1,400 users, 1,200 new users. And I do have an explanation of how that works. So let's go through the next page and then we'll talk about that, John, because I did look
at it.
Our top pages, this is just the main webpage, how to pay my bill, employment. So nothing new and exciting here. The Cal Waste has made it up to the top. Riverview update projects. That's probably because folks want to buy houses. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Probably so.
I mean, we get phone calls. It's like, well, thanks for asking. We don't know what's going on over there, how much houses are, when they're going to be released. How would we know that? So for users and new year's users. Users is the total count of users during the report period. And new users is just users in the report period that had only their first visit to the property during that period.
Well, that's a helpful number.
Okay, so, and that's back up here on the users, new users, to bring this back up. So 1,600 users, and of those 1,600, 1,400, it was the first time they visited that website.
Hmm, wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I copied and pasted that right off of Google Analytics. But now that I'm reading it again, I don't see how there would be 1,400 new people to visit our website.
Yeah. I don't get that either.
I'm sure it's unique users for the time period. So 200 people logged in twice.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so users is the total count of users during the report period. New users is just the users in the report period that had only their first visit during that period. So exactly.
So if somebody logged in five times, then that number reflects five of them, right? Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to say Wyoming is in number seven now.
With all 16 of your friends in Wyoming.
All 16 of them, yes.
Yeah. So I just as a question I have, when we publish the actual security survey and the results, will we be driving them here to if they want to view the whole survey? Is that how that would work, Tom?
I think, of course, we'll put it on our website.
Right. So, but I mean, it'll be the principal point of access. So I would think that would generate some use as we go forward next month, particularly.
Yeah, I think we could probably monitor that. I don't know. Can we monitor that single link, Paula? I mean, Amelia?
Yeah, it will come up here on the pages. Let me get my cursor, my mouse back over there. It will come up here. So it'll be I'll make it its own page.
Perfect.
So that we can monitor it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right.
I like that. Yeah. Okay.
I'll give it a link on that main page and then we can monitor it.
Okay, cool. More on the website?
Facebook.
That's about standard.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing ever changes when you're driving in place. So yeah, very standard.
Okay. Anything further there on the website? No
comments. Linda, anything on the website?
No.
Okay, back to the agenda. And reservoir information and ad hoc committee, Linda or Tom?
Yeah, it's me. We're gonna report to the to the board of directors on April 20th at our general meeting. I think that I was thinking about this while I was writing, and I think that this will be a surprise to some people because a lot of people don't pay much attention to what goes on in the communications committee. So, rarely do we have anybody on the phone or the chat or any place else. And so I'm hoping that this will be good information for everyone and that we accomplish what we set out to do, which is try and get some signs put up out in the backlinks. So that's what I know.
And, I think it, and at the moment, from my standpoint, I mean, a lot of that from where I came from was really designing and implementing that reservoir sign. And, as time permits, I would really like to ultimately do that. And part of the problem of late has been that time does not permit. I mean, we're in a whole bunch of different pies here and there just hasn't been enough time to really get to it.
Well,
but we will. We will.
Well, the thing that we have to do first, John, and is get this information to the board and then find out if we can have some money and if the board will approve this. So that's what I hope to accomplish on April 20th.
Okay.
And then we can go farther. I mean, I will have some information on costs, et cetera. A lot of times the sign companies will give you an estimate, but it will be just that until you start getting them the information that you want. So I will make some suggestions. Tim maybe had some ideas. You've had ideas of what type of signs we'd like to have and hopefully some information from a couple of different sign companies on how much it would cost us to do it that way.
Okay. And I'll talk to you before the 20th. I'm going to call into that meeting, so it may or may not be hard to communicate. We'll find out.
The general meeting?
The board meeting.
Oh, is that right?
But I'll the ideas that I have, I will share with you if you run around. Yeah. And shop across or whatever.
Amelia's going to, I'm almost done with it. She can have it by tomorrow. Sheets that we wanted to do for a PowerPoint presentation. It won't be terribly long, but I will share that with you and excuse me, Michael, before the meeting, in case there's any changes, excuse me.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else on the reservoirs? Update on the website and frequently asked questions, Amelia?
The website is beautiful, as you know, for frequently asked questions.
I just noticed that. Yes.
Thank you. The website, sometimes the website is like a small child though that needs to be taken care of. So the new things that are up on the website for this last month that have been interesting, I do have a message up there about the error on the bill that went out this month, mm-hmm. and also our budget frequently asked questions for the Prop 218 notice has been posted. I just revamped last year's, just kind of our boilerplate information, because the information really doesn't change about how to protest and how many protests per parcel, et cetera, that all stays the same. And then we'll have more specific frequently asked questions that will come out probably probably after like this month's meeting when we have actual questions from the community. And then we have heavy traffic in the north area from April 4th until the 8th, because our friends at the retreats are bringing in a lot of materials. So I do have that posted, but so far I have.
Yeah, I just wanted to update that. You probably haven't seen the email yet. It's gonna be, it's actually, they didn't get their grading permit. And so they won't be able to start until this Friday. So it's gonna start this Friday and go until next Friday. So we're gonna need to update the website, Facebook. Sorry.
Okay, so I'll do that. I think that you'll be able to see the website page now. So I'll just update the dates on this. Then under the community FAQs for the month, and I just take these right out of the pipeline. The reservoir levels, talking about that they are full and we're looking to put the stop logs in, but we won't be able to ask till April 15th. And then be ready for the budget report and the reserves to come out and the new rate notice, which has already come out for everybody.
Just because we put these up there, I've seen them. What I haven't even been in there. What's the river running at? How many cubic feet?
Michael, I have not looked at that webpage in a while. Have you looked at it, Michael?
I'm just pulling it up right now.
Can you see?
I know it's over 70 because we're pumping. But let me give you the exact number.
Can you see my?
I can.
Okay. Yes. It has to be 161, and right now it is.
It's probably looks like about 243.
Okay, good news. Okay.
There we go.
It's all snow.
Yeah, it is.
And we're still pumping, Michael.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
We actually just started pumping again.
Okay.
Michael, this is Tom. When are we putting the batter boards in?
15th.
Great, thank you.
That was my reason for asking. I mean, we've had a few times along the way where we were putting the boards in at a time where the river had already gone to a level where we couldn't then begin to fill it. But if it's running at that rate right now, we should be fine that first week at least.
I tried to get them in earlier. They're like, no thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, John, you sent me a page yesterday about rates and what the rates were. And I think that you searched for that. You went into the search engine and searched.
Yes, I did. I was doing something else and it came up. Yeah.
Right. So this when I'm in here and creating pages and posting the pages, I can I have every page is automatically published, but I can say unpublish it. So that page wasn't linked to anything. So it's not like you could have gone to services provided and found it, or customer service and found those old rates.
No, I searched it in the database.
Yeah. So I unpublished that page, but there are literally hundreds and hundreds of pages that have been put up and created on this website and then just unlinked. So they can still come up in the search engine. So if anybody ever finds anything odd on the website, let me know, because I don't know it's there. I don't know it's searchable until you tell me, and then I can make it go away. So the page you sent me can't be searched anymore. It can't be found.
Okay.
Right? It's still there. I could go back and I could find it. And then repost it if I wanted to, but yeah,
it was water rate history, if I remember. I don't know what the exact title was that I was looking at, but It had been up there for several years and then just ceased to exist.
Yeah, because it was just it was unlinked.
Right.
Okay. One of these, wherever, one of these. So I appreciate it. I appreciate you letting me know when there's an error on the website, because I can't look at every page every day.
As part of the frequently asked questions, I somebody asked me this, or I read it in a protest.
Okay, for
profit. Do you have to do you have to protest the actual 218 notice in mass, or could you, for example, protest the rate for solid waste, or the opposite of that is, do you have to be specific when you protest?
John, I'm working on, Amelia, if I may answer this question, I'm working on getting a little bit more detail from that on that sort of question with our attorney, Dick Shanahan and Andrew Ramos. As far as I know today, somebody can write, I protest the rate increase, and it doesn't have to be specific. I'm hoping to get a little bit more defined information later on today. I understand there are some effort to set up I refer to kind of like selling Girl Scout cookies, a table outside of the Bel Air, and just hand out blank forms for people to sign their address and their signature.
Right.
And
right.
Turn that in. That being the case, I need to make sure that government is an open book and people have a right to protest. I just want to make sure we're doing it correctly, because we may end up getting quite a few protest letters, and we got to figure out what our options are after that. So
right.
I'll be able to answer that question a little bit better probably by next week.
Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering myself exactly, okay, what does that mean? You know, that, well, we can't raise the garbage rates because somebody doesn't like the water rates, or so at any rate, yeah, it's good. If you're working on it, that's fine. I just wanted to understand it before it all starts.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Amelia, back to the beginning.
So you should be able to see
any other questions or comments on the frequently asked questions? Do you get, I probably should know the answer to this. Do you measure the hits on that particular item, Amelia?
It doesn't come up on the top 10 because I just get a listing of the top 10, but I could probably go in and drill down in Google Analytics and see.
I was just curious.
So I can tell you it's not the top 10.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on the website or frequently asked questions?
I have a question about the pipeline. if you are online and getting your bill online, you can also get the pipeline online. Is that correct? But sure. You have to do it separately. It can't be together.
There's a link in the bill that goes out to everybody on the e-bill, a link to the pipeline in the e-bill. So they would just have to click on that link that's in the e-bill when they open it up in their email.
Okay. There's a lot of people who say, I don't get the pipeline, you know, and they're going online to get their bill, but they're not seeing it, or they're not looking for it, perhaps. So maybe we could make a point of telling people that's where they can see the pipeline, that there's a link.
Paula, maybe we can.
Is there any way to do that?
Is it a monumental task to ask the e-bill people if they would like to receive the pipeline monthly independent of the bill, and then just send it to them?
Mail it to them.
Or email, yeah, email it to them. Or whatever.
I think we could Let us look into that. I mean, we use when you do a few hundred emails at the same time, you have to use sort of a service.
Yes.
And we use a service, and it emails a PDF of the bill with, and the email includes the link. So I will check to see if when we email the PDF of the bill, that we can also attach an actual PDF of the pipeline and send two documents. At the same time. I mean, we may run into capacity of people's internet. You know, some people may have a pipe that doesn't allow them to get anything over 500 megabits or gigabits, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's a better way. But yeah, I mean, if just take a look at it, see down the road if we can work on that. Item seven, any staff comments or suggestions?
I have no comments.
Okay. Linda, anything?
Yeah. Just for a second, going back to people getting information, we work very hard, and Amelia's been great at helping us put together information through the communications committee, putting on the facts information, and during this budget period of time, making sure that we get information and direction to all of our residents. And so I just hope that people recognize that they need to look at this stuff, that the answers to their questions are there. And as Tim said at the last meeting, you know, we're all here, and we will answer questions that people are concerned about or don't understand, particularly in relation to the budget and the reserves. But if they don't come to us, it's impossible to give them correct information. So I'm just very concerned that people are not, that they've gone off, some people have gone off in their own direction, and that they are not looking to the right places for the right information. So that's just my thing. But we're giving it to them. I don't know what else we can do.
Okay. I have nothing. And unless anyone has anything further, we will move to item eight, which is adjournment. And I will go take another allergy pill.
Bless you.
Yeah. Today is day one of what hopefully is a short-lived season. Okay, then we are officially adjourned. Everybody have a nice day, and thanks for coming.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye.